Travel to Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some things coming up the weekend of April 20th. The Ozark Folks Center State Park in Mountain View is hosting the park's annual Craft Village Open House on April 20th through the 21st. Now, admission is free during this time period. You can bring your friends and family to see what's new in the Craft Village this year. Evening concerts also begin April 20th and continue through the season each Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night with different performers each night. Concerts feature local musicians as well as touring acts from across the United States and abroad. Now, if you'd like to see the entire list of the performers, you can check out the Ozark Folk Center State Park website for that performer listing. Also in Mountain View, it's the 56th Annual Arkansas Folk Festival on April 20th through the 21st. It is, of course, the annual celebration of Arkansas folk music, and it features handmade crafts and old-time folk and bluegrass picking. For many years, thousands of visitors from all over the country have come to Mountain View to enjoy the parade, crafts, foods, music, and natural beauty as springtime brings Mountain View to life. Merchant vendors will be set up on Friday and Saturday, with the annual parade being held Saturday morning at 10. Marion is hosting the third annual Sultana Heritage Festival on April 21st. The sinking of the Sultana in April of 1865 is still the largest maritime disaster in U.S. history. The festival commemorates the tragedy and honors the men who lost their lives on the Mississippi River. A lecture series given by notable Civil War historians is the highlight of the festival, but there will also be period musicians, authors, and vendors offering a unique experience for history buffs. I'll just say I was there last year. It really is a great event, and if you've not been to the Sultana Disaster Museum in Marion, it's more than worth the trip to Marion to check it out. It's absolutely an amazing and sort of little-known part of Arkansas's history.
Yeah.
And finally, Manila hosts the inaugural Blazin' Barbecue Festival on April 21st. The event is hosted by the Manila Fire Department. You can help support the local fire department and the local community organization Moving Manila Forward. This year's event will have the Blazin' 5K and 10K, the Manila Businesswomen's Crafts Fair, the Blazin' Hot Sauce Eating Contest, and live music all day with a rocking concert that night. So help them get going their inaugural Blazin' Barbecue Festival on April 21st. I'm going to pass on that Blazin' Hot Sauce Eating Contest.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be really, really hot, and I am a weenie when it comes to spice. So I'll stand back and watch somebody else, you know, let smoke come out of their ears or something.
Yeah.
Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout our great state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.